different, the gopis are in three groups. Gopis have three groups. Those who are seven vidhas. Those who are devas,
Deva Kanya.
And those that are eternal Nitya. So amongst the
we have discussed about five aspects of this before on this day.
Someone else.
In our class.
Can I read to you what I have, what is written here? Aujotiki.
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 Aujotiki. Aujotiki not?
Aujotiki.
First Aujotiki.
Aujotiki.
Then Aujotiki.
Aujotiki.
In a group and not in a
those
group.
Who are sincerely following the regulative practices of devotional service with love for Krishna and yearn to become his gopi associates take birth at various times one by one or in groups of two or three in the land of Raja. These Ayotiki gopis may be divided into two groups. Prachina and Nava. Prachina gopis, after engaging in devotional service for a long time, the Prachina gopis take birth in the same area where the Lord's eternal dear liberated gopis have come. Nava gopis have a relatively short time spent in devotional practices. The Nava gopis take birth in the wombs of humans, demigoddess or other mothers, and then after that birth, they are able to take birth as gopis in the land of Raja. So I want to know about this second group, Nava gopis. Why first they take birth in the womb of human or demigoddess, and then later on take another birth?
It may be, it not may be. If you are practicing, and only we want to be the next servant of Kishori Radhika. We don't want anything. Only that thing. Krishna come, will come. We say, what do you want? I want to be Radha Dasi. I want to be Rukmini Dasi. No. You should with the servants of what no gopi? Deva Kanya or anything. Any gopi is not gopi. Sadhak meant that it is very durlabh to get Kishori of Srimati Radhika. First, he does not take this post. Then he takes that post. Then Krishna does. Yes. But these are chains. Steps. But very slowly. And those direct, they don't. Quotes and quotes, left and left. What can go? But I will be only that. Not less than that. So much grief. Then they will. And they have done in duty. And there they will have association with Nitya Siddha. And they accordingly will be. Rasa and every Leela.
Krishna Chakravarti Thakur has given very good explanation in the 10th canto.
That thing we have discussed very early. Very good thing. And that is very, very important thing.
Samasamita, I have also given what Krishna
we had one, I am telling of that, the Sanat Advati Thakur Tika, we had discussed here. Of Kaunta Sloka.
29th chapter, 6, 9 and 10.
Kaunta Sloka.
Then Atma Samandala.
Haan,
9 and 10, 6, 9 and
10, 10. In Rasa Leela, 9 or 10.
But that's a different type of
yoga.
Vipassana.
Siddhra-vira-tapa-vipassana.
And that is, there are two slopes. And he,
that is different types of
gopis. And this is the second. Vigasanya has also given, but this is very smooth.
Yes, Vivaka Swami has given slightly different
explanation.
What number is that? That's
number
10. 8 and 9.
Okay. This is slowly not able to help us. Clearly written all this. He has also clearly is there that in Jyotaki, in Jyotaki, the munis of Dandakaranya, so many. They are practicing from before for Krishna in Gopal Mantra. And they, but their practices came to low degree. But when they saw Ram, they at once arose in high degree. They don't wanted or prayed Ram to be Pati. They were only praying that Krishna may or Pati. And Ram certainly knew and gave them. They came to Braja as a gopi next time. In these gopis, there were two kinds of gopis. One who easily gave the association of Nitya Siddha. By the grace of Yogamaya, they went easily to Arasuna. But those who had children, the affection for children, those who has been associated with their husband, they could not go, and they have no association. But they have heard the Krishna bhajan, so they have some eager to get Krishna and to go to Ras, but their husbands and they were separated from their gunmaya deha, not living there, this body, taking with their body. Only gunmaya bhav was that bandhan were all cut off. What bandhan? He is my son, he is my child, he is my pati, husband, he is my everything. All connection, all affections were cut off. These are called bandhan. And they at once went to God. Do you want to ask? Will you take water? आप लोग लेंगे
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the milk dried up in their breath. They no longer were any more the same.
He is here. That Dhru went with his physical body to Dhru alone. But it is stated in Narada Upakhyana that leaving his physical body is then to Vaikunth. A sadhak is doing bhakti. Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan, sei kale krishna tare kare atma sam, sei deha tar kare chidanandamay. Have you read this?
Probably, but I don't
know. Sei deha tar kare chidanandamay. Then a man takes initiation of Gopal mantra from Gayatri or any mantra from Gurudev. At that time, Krishna tare kare atma sam. Krishna does this sadhak, those who have taken diksha, to his equal. Equal means chinmay. Krishna chinmay, and he makes them chinmay. But not physical body. What is the use of doing this? But automatically, when Krishna diksha comes, and by the association and mercy, gradually, this body's gunmay bhav goes indirectly, not by seeing. And gradually, chinmay bhav comes. At last, we don't see bhakta deh becomes whole chinmay. But he has to left it. Anyhow, whether anyone can see or not. Because this will not be.
So when we say Yuga went back with his body, it doesn't mean this body.
No, mean this body. In the and a different drishti me.
Other vision.
Sadharan. There is no sadhar. They said that this body, physical body is going. That as body it was not.
Pandavas.
Pandavas also.
Right, right.
And Bhakti Vinod Thakur kirtan for DC always this. Material is here and physical body is here and immortal. Krishna Sevav Payogi Shari Se Ko Chala Jata.
So, I think we will stop now. We all have to every day go back at a certain time. Saying it, our Guma is rather dumb in our room, so we must make offerings. And we're all. So maybe we will at this time stop each day. Now that you know what we want, perhaps you could, like tomorrow, we could do.
You come prepared.
We are prepared, but supposing there's no question.
Then you should tell the subject. And we will discuss some points of the
key topic.
Key topic. And then we will discuss about it.
Tomorrow we'll do the next chapter.
Okay. Then 33.
33.
We can outline the subject matter.
We can make none of the most important topics. Maybe that's the question. And we may come 9:15. No problem.
No.
9 is a little hard. 9:15.
In the meantime, one day I want to be in Vrindavan Rukshna.
So when you are there, can we come there? Or better not?
In the evening, I can return.
No, but we can go there.
Yes.
We can see you there.
Yes.
That is also very nice. Wherever you are, we will go.
I will tell you that tomorrow
Yes, tomorrow you're in.
Tomorrow, yes.
It's very difficult. When you get the association of devotees, it becomes easier. So I'm experiencing when you're telling us the pastime, it's much more visible in our mind. It becomes much easier to see in this association. But I myself.
All this grace of your Gurudev and mine. Which you have not met, nothing was done. We are in hell, but Gurudev took us from hell, and he has sent in Mathura, Vrindavan, given so beautiful things. So we are. For all time you are really indebted to them and our Guru Parampara. If Guru Goswami is not there, if Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada was not, at first we are not thinking about their mercy, but now we feel
by reading the words of the Acharyas, one feels very much their mercy. One feels as if one is maintained by them. Worshippers of Radharani, they feel a sense of exclusivity where they only concern with Radharani, to the point where Raghunath Das Goswami, in one of his prayers, I don't know exactly where, but he says, I don't even care about Krishna. I only care about Krishna because he's related with Radharani, but all I really care about is Radharani. So our question, or this question was, if you could explain or talk something about the feeling of the followers of Radhadasya and how they feel exclusively concerned with Radharani.
I want to hear your own.
Just you explained that Lalita and Vishaka and Sri Ranjani are so much satisfied to be with Srimati Radhika that they're only interested like that. And when Krishna approaches Sri Ranjani, she immediately says, Radhe, Radhe. So she feels, simply she becomes absorbed in seeing and being with Srimati Radharani. And she experiences Krishna through Srimati Radharani, not directly.
Kamanu, Sambandhanu,
yes.
The meaning of Kamanu, want Krishna. That is common as gopi. So every gopi, that is every Radhanuga, Madhurya Bhakta, wants Krishna, no doubt. but secondary. No phal bhog kamana. I want to meet Krishna. It is a bhog, kind of bhog. So, they never want. So they want to be sakhi, Sridhika of Srimati Radhika. And Radhika gives opportunity to meet them. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishnu Chakrabarti Thakur, and all the Rupanuga Vaishnavas want to serve Srimati Radhika, but there will not arise question that they don't want Krishna. By Radhika, Anugatya Radhika, they want to serve both Radha and Krishna both.
True Radhika.
Sometimes, neglecting Krishna and supporting Radhika makes Krishna more
pleasing.
So that is the idea of Radha Guru Vaishnava. Understand? Clear? His answer is also clear.
Now, we have a question from Naveen. Yesterday he brought up one question about the described how there were there's 96 varieties of heroes, and 1/3 Dwarka, 1/3 Mathura, and 1/3 Vrindavan. Now, where is, and out of those, it is Pati and Upapati relationship. So what are the examples of Upapati in Mathura and Upapati in Dwarka?
Kupja.
Kupja is Samanya. So it does not come in the line of Swakhi or Parthi. Only Samanya. Samanya means not a Vishesha Rasa. The Dandat one, the happiness of Krishna.
Some personal desires, yeah.
But he does not want any another person. So it has counted in Rasa. Only for this bhakti.
So then, now his question is, where is the example of Upapati in Mathura and Dwarka?
And Pati in Vrindavan.
And where is the example of Pati?
Krishna is Pati of Saptadhama Rukmi. But the wives of other Jadavas were nearly married. If they see Krishna, they want to meet Krishna. So, Krishna is Pati.
Mathura, Pati and Upapati.
Mathura.
That means he did not actually.
Mathura and Dwarka has been counted in one.
So, the desire came
to Upapati in Mathura. When Krishna entered Mathura,
yes,
to kill Krishna.
Yes, that's right. The wives were on the rooftops and windows looking.
Is Bhakti in Mathura?
Mathura mein Mathi, Rup Goswami and Jeev Goswami has told that Saptadhama Rukmini are the same in Mathura.
And Pati in Vrindavan?
Sometimes, somewhere in Puran, it is written that Dwarka was married from Mathura.
That Dwarka was
married to
Krishna. Rukmini was married at Mathura when Krishna was at Mathura.
I think sometimes they may go back and forth. But then Pati in Vrindavan.
Though are the Katyayani. Some of them not a real pati, but like pati.
Yeah.
By
example.
Some gopis, not
the mood is like.
Mood is like. But yet they are upapati. But they want that Krishna movie.
They have that
the idea, Abhiman.
They pray to Katayana.
Katayana, and Krishna himself recognizes them. So they knew as the Abhiman that Krishna is also always there. But not actually married. Only garland, Gandharva Viva. Gandharva Viva? In Devadharma, he is also there. He knows everything, you can ask him.
You had a question about... He
has remembrance more than me. I forget everything, but he does not forget.
You had a question about Lalita and Vishaka not wanting to be group leaders?
They are group leaders.
Yeah.
But they do not have any abhiman that they are group leaders. But yes, they are. Eight Satyavar.
All group leaders.
Narita. And Dalitan Gaon, Vishakha Gaon, Sipra Gaon, and Ekkati, and more than this, Anand Manjari. No, as well. They wanted to meet Radhani. But Bhatra, Shyamala,
Pali,
no, Pali Sadhya like Vishakha. Of any hour. Talk about a teacher, Kotha teacher.
In, we read in Ujjana Nilamani that the relationship of Krishna had many of the intimacies of even conjugal love, meaning that he was so intimate in dealing with Krishna's conjugal love with the gopis, and knowing that he was, it was very deep like that. So what is,
See, Krishna used to send Subal.
Yes.
To do avisar with Krishna. So sometimes in the night, he used to go to Radhika. And anyhow, by Ishara, Ishara means by any that he should come. Ishara mane ki hare? Ishara.
Indication.
Hidden indication.
Hint.
Anyhow, help to Radhika. Not directly, not going there. Anyhow, by enemy, by Shakti, that he is getting her to meet Radhika. He wants to meet Krishna, wants to meet her. Madhur, madhur nishayam, jyotaru, bhasitayam, sintakusum suvasa, klipta karpuruhita, subala sukham iketa, subala sakha iketa, dutika nashtasya. In the night, the Purna Chandra, wearing white dress, white everything, white pillar, everything. next pathway. No manjis, no purna. Shivali is going onward and next Srimati Radhika. Taking Srimati Shivali is going alone onward and Srimati Radhika taking Shivali and Krishna. The two from this body, but they were one in Bhavana. As a mitra, mitra friend, bosom friend that.
His rasa with Krishna, it is satyaras, there's no Madhurya mixed in. That's, I think, your question.
Sakha here, but not only Sakha. He wants to meet Krishna. He helps. No, kya sunega? Sun karke kya hoga? Tum bhajan karo sab kuch. Abhi kitne chanchal tum logon ka? Abhi idhar kabhi udhar. Aao abhi sadhan Hari naam karo, chant karo.
Wants to unite Radha and Krishna.
So he is like Manjari.
No, no.
On the other side, no.
Priya Narma Sakha.
Yeah.
He helps Krishna, Priya Radhika.
For his Anu Bhav, Satika Bhav, Yabhisari Bhav, is it anyway like Manjari or always like?
Not Manjari, like Priya Narma Sakha.
Special category.
Not like human issues.
But nothing more than the.
More than. Sakha, Nitya Sakha, Pran Sakha. More than that. Like so intimate, specific with Krishna. That he is mamata, Krishna is mine. So that he is greater than all another sakha, Madhamangal, Sridham, and all of them. And sometimes he takes the shape of Radhika.
Form.
Once Krishna was with Srimati Radhika, think all about this. Meantime, anyone, Padma, the Sakhi of Sivanti, mother in Jatila, she told. But just I have seen Krishna and Radhika meeting at Bhandirvan in a cave or kundi. I've just seen. She became very furious and angry. In the meantime, getting this information. Padma went away very happy because she was about to go and to see herself, that's her, and then doing anything. But in the meantime, in the way, Visakha, she told that, where you are going? She told that, I'm going to Bhandirvan. Why? I've heard that Radhika has gone to meet Krishna there and we are meeting. Oh, you are very foolish. Krishna is doing drama with her friends.
His friends.
And he has made Subal as Radhika in plain, and he has given this information to you. And if you go there, they will make Subal naked. And they will throw, and they will clapping in hands, they will laugh and make you very foolish and foolish. So Subal, at that Subal was ready to take the shape of Mathura with the neck police. So he is very near and dear and always helps Mathura. So sometimes bhav is so higher, then he takes the form of Mahabhav a little bit.
Srimati Radhika must like Subal very much.
Both shape are like same. If Sridham is brother of Radhika, but yet he is so beautiful and so looking. If he dressed like a woman, she seems like she is Radhika.
Shiva.
He is very clever, very intelligent, and he knows how to. Sometimes when Krishna falls to man bhanga of Radhika, understand? He sends Subal. And Subal he speaks in so manner that his heart melts. It is enough. It does not mean that Subal becomes lady and his bhav is like Jyoti. His bhav is always as man. But so intimacy with Krishna and Radhika that he comes in Mahabhava.
You had another question about Srimati Radhika with Mukhya, Mada, and Pagabda.
It is mentioned that Srimati Radhika, it is mentioned that the gopis are in three divisions, Mukhya, Madhya,
Pagabda.
So, in the Goloka, the spiritual, Rama Vrindavan is also spiritual, but in that place, those three divisions are also there. So
everything has come out from there.
Krishna also has different ages. Kama, Kishore, Brahma, all
Sandhi.
Not that he is only one age, but if someone said that Krishna is in Goloka is Kishore, but his mother sees him as her son, so she sees him as a child. But I think that he must be all of those different ages, not only by what she sees, but he must be able to be all the different ages.
You are right.
Chinta Shakti.
His every pastime is Nitya. So he is every age is Nitya. But Kishore and Vaishnavi are most important.
sure is most
dominant, most important, most important.
Because Gopi's Ras is Sarvottam, and so Krishna, the Gopis are very much interested in Kishore. So Kishore means Chaitanya Chaitanya, it has been stated, Vaya Kai Sourokam Dhyam Adhya Iva Parvarasa.
Like a full-blown
lotus. Hmm. Well, not full, but it has so many qualities. So much sushital, sushital, so much fragrant, so much komal, komal?
Soft.
So much bhava purana, lovely, every qualification in food.
Sure. Yesterday when we were speaking about the different gopis, nitya gopis, the nitya siddha gopis, the munichari gopis, different gopis, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the example that some of the gopis, like a mango, some gopis are not yet
not ready,
ripened, but by hearing about Ras, then gradually the mango got sweeter, and then when it was ready, it was offered to Krishna.
When a Mali means a
garden,
pick up so many mangoes. Some are half ripened, some are half not right at all, only full, young. Young becomes ripe, ripe becomes more ripe, and another ripe are very much most beautiful, fragrant, everything, and to taste. So, we have given very beautiful dishes. Very memorable.
In our Guru Maharaj's
Tika?
No, it is in, not in the Guru Maharaj's Tika, because he did not write that. He passed away, but his disciple, Vidyananda
Maharaj,
he has given the translation of Vishwanath Chakravarti. It seems that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's position is very unique.
All are unique. All are unique. One gives bees means seed. One gives a vithankur seed. That is
sprout.
That is Sanatana Goswami. And one gives seed with ankur, with leaves. That are Raghunath, Bhakta, and all others. And after that, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he gives with fruit also.
Who gave the seed?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And with the ankur?
Sanatana Goswami. In his Vaishnava Toshini. We have Vaishnava Toshini Tika.
Rupa Goswami?
Rupa Goswami is everything. It's out of. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has blindly followed the Goswami.
Blindly followed.
And he gives yukti. Yukti means
argument,
Hida and Hida and so on, and follow the question. Jiva Goswami has two visions, one for Anadhikari, one for Adhikari, but Vishwanath Chakravarti has no two sides. Only once. Sometimes he alochana karte hain, alochana mein.
Discussion.
No. Karte hain. Unke argument ko. He cuts the arguments of Jesus Swami also.
Yeah.
Directly.
Yeah.
He tells that where in Srimad Bhagavat is any example that gopis were so here? And there are so many examples in each slok that gopis are practicing. Not here in Vrindavan, but also in Golok Vrindavan.
It seems that in one place that Jiva Goswami says that none of the gopis had any children. There's one statement. When Krishna meets with the gopis for us, he jokes with them, saying that now you should all return to your husbands and your children. So, Jiva Goswami says that actually he's joking, because it is rasavas to say, according to Rupa Goswami, to say, to bring up the mood of parent, that you're a mother, at the same time that they're feeling this conjugal mood. Vishnu Chakravarti says that some of them may have had children, because they had some material desire. You said that yesterday. But after becoming qualified, then they gave up that body.
For them, this was happening.
Is that correct?
I blindly follow Vishnu Acharya. Jiva Goswami, I do vichar means.
What does that mean, vichar?
This is the blackness.
Doesn't matter. You go back.
I have to think.
Analysis.
Why Jiva Goswami is telling like this? But in this one, Acharya Thakur, how direct our heart adopts it. And no use of mental anything. But in Jiva Goswami, mentally you will have to judge and
weigh everything.
Analyze. Why he has told? He has told it for anadhikari or adhikari, or why he has told.
Yeah. And I think he felt, Jiva Goswami felt, that it was his duty to explain everything in such a way to convince all the other sampradayas that Rupa Goswami.
But he has not cared. No. Brilliant man. Maybe given very big
comments. Wondering about that.
Against Jiva Goswami. All things are against him. But he is telling that he is our acharya, he is Rupanuga. He cannot tell like this. His thoughts were different, but he has to. In Ujjwal Nilmani, you can see that duty, swine duty,
after
duty. In swine duty means, this will come next year. Same vitamin, Kopis, Naika are herself requesting Krishna to meet. This is understood. But how? By opposing words like opposing, but they are not opposing. They are praying. These are sabda, sabdotthup, sabda uttha, nedara, artha, arthalankar, so many things. I cannot express, I'm not expressing clearly, but you should know. Very, very beautiful.
So you were saying that he was opposing Jiva
Goswami? Like gopis. They want to denote another thing, and by telling the words by upper, it means anything else. Don't come with me. Your life will be spoiled. Your house will be ruined. But this is not ruined. We should come. If you will not come, your life will be ruined.
So
Jiva Goswami has told all these things. Krishna Chakravarti tells that he is my acharya, he is my pranamya. I have taken something, what he was taking, I have taken a rest, prasadam. And yet he discord.
Disagrees.
Huh?
He disagrees.
He disagrees with the fact that he has written it. Harshpati of the Sakya Bhava. What else?
Let me
first start telling another thing, but meaning is another, quite opposite. In Srimad Bhagavatam, what is that telling Krishna when they met at Kurukshetra? Why you told like this, and why you sent your brother and Uddhava, which were telling that and everywhere meditate. And why you told in the rash that go at once to your husband and return, see your child and everything? Krishna told that I was thinking that you are so clever and very human.
Intelligent.
How you see that you are not so intelligent? Why? Because I have never told you in the rush to go to your husband. I was telling only that it is midnight. It is so deep andhakar, andhakar, dark. So many serpents and other things. It is quite nirjana sthan. Nirjana means
quite
lonely. So are we talking? Not returning, I want. It is your time to meet me. I am puppy of puppy. I am your. The puppies are not your puppies. I was telling that you should serve your puppy. But I was telling to serve me. Gopi told that you are quite intelligent, enough intelligent. We want to hear from your mouth these things. We know that you are telling that.
Gopis are more intelligent.
One person told that, oh, now I know that you are more intelligent. So, words are denoting another thing, but the dhvani Dhani means.
Who knows the.
Wealthy person.
The one who knows.
Dhani denotes another thing. The inner meaning. Dhani means inner meaning.
Prolakshana.
Prolakshana. No. A hidden meaning of any word is called dhani. Pani piyoge, they will drink water again. One was taking water, any kantedar machali, fish, having milk, kata, you know, kata.
Fish,
having
lobster.
That means with the hands they have that. She was drinking water at Ekadasi day. Drinking in Jamuna water.
Voila.
And happened that one fish.
Wow.
Then he was announcing that I don't take anything on Ekadasi.
And he was
saving for him. Then when he went there and he came out and he became
restless.
Then another man told that, will you drink again water? This lady means that don't
take water yourself.
Like, this is called dhani. So gopis and Krishna in Bhagavata are used like this.
Indirectly.
In our Goswami Granth also it is written, full of all these things. And this is called Ras.
Parokshabhava. Everything is Parokshabhava.
To protect from Ananakari.
The gopis, did they have husbands? Did they actually not have husbands, or did they have husbands who were gopis who had rasa with Krishna? Or was there husband just imaginary? Or did their husband have, they also have rasa?
These husbands in Golok Vrindavan only abhiman.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah. Only idea. They're only thinking they have.
Only idea.
Yeah.
No shape at all there. But in Bhavan Vrindavan, that abhiman has taken shape at us by Yoga Maya. No illusory Maya there. Only.
I have a question. May I ask my question?
Yeah,
let's see. Joktila. Joktila is also abhiman in Golok Vrindavan. Kamsal.
Joktila is abhiman.
Abhiman only. No, actually there. No place. Abhiman.
Shoda.
Like in a dark room.
Shoda.
I am alone in a room. At once, I heard any sound in the room, but saw nothing. There is any ghost here. And I feared and ran away from it. But there was nothing.
But in your mind, it is.
So, in Golok Vrindavan, nothing like this. only Abhiman. Abhiman, any word for Abhiman?
Ego.
Concept. But here. And that conception makes only Jogmaya. No work of Israel. Then?
Yeah, finish that easily. We left.
You have read 33 or 34? Everything is clear.
Yeah, there are many technical words.
But very important.
And in Ujjala Nilamani?
For only for Adhikari, not for Anadhikari. Anadhikari will lose everything by reading, and Adhikari will get everything.
Because there are so many technical words,